Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Back now to the top story of the day, President Obama's action on immigration reform, which was directed not just to the American public last night, but also to members of Congress.
The actions I'm taking are not only lawful, they're the kinds of actions taken by every single Republican president and every single Democratic president for the past half century. And to those members of Congress who question my authority to make our immigration system work better, or question the wisdom of me acting where Congress has failed, I have one answer. Pass a bill.
Joining us now, a member of Congress, to talk about the president's action last night and GOP reaction to it, Massachusetts Congressman Joseph Kennedy. Good morning, Congressman, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Bob, thank you very much for having me. Always a pleasure.
Congressman, given how contentious this issue has been in Congress, how do you feel about the president's apparently unilateral action to help up to 5 million undocumented immigrants?
I applaud the president for taking an important step forward for our immigration policy and for our country. You talk to folks around not just Massachusetts and not just my district, but around the country, and they have all acknowledged for a long time now that our immigration system is broken. And they've been calling on Congress for a long time now to fix it.
Has he overstepped his bounds, though? Many of your Republican colleagues think he did last night.
I don't think so. I think that he's well within his authority. But what this does and what it should do is put the pressure back on my Republican colleagues to sit down and find a way to address this problem.
Earlier this week, in a column in the Huffington Post, you called for the president to scrap the Secure Communities program. He's doing just that with this plan and replacing it with a new priority enforcement program, as he called it. Its mission will apparently be to remove those convicted of criminal offenses. Would this have your support?
It's certainly another important step forward, Bob. And, you know, the devil's going to be in the details and in the details of its enforcement, but it's exactly in line with what I was calling on the president to do. You know, Secure Communities, the idea behind that was to try to target violent criminal offenders and get them off our streets. The numbers show, though, that over the course of that enforcement, it ended up being a dragnet, really sweeping up far too many people that didn't meet the criteria and the requirements of that program, and ended up eroding trust between our communities, our immigrant communities, law enforcement, and other institutions. And so it actually ended up making those communities far less secure.
The president's executive action does not include a path to citizenship, nor does it grant permanent residency or other benefits. Should it? Did the president go far enough from your point of view?
I think, Bob, again, he's going to be limited a bit by the fact that this is done by executive order, an executive action, rather than a compromise bill. And this really should be, I think, a very strong message to Speaker Boehner and his leadership team to find a way to try to address the problem rather than criticizing the president for trying to do what he can under the limitations of his authority to address a broken system.
Last question. Do you think that the president last night poisoned the relationship well on Capitol Hill for the next 2 years?
No, I certainly don't. It's I think it's a talking point that you're hearing from our Republican colleagues. That failure to act, I think, has forced the president's hand. And this is really the opportunity where they have to come forward and say, let's find a way to address this issue, working with us, congressional Democrats, working with the White House. And I think that's really what I hope the lesson from this is going to be.
Congressman Joseph Kennedy, thank you so very much for speaking with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Bob, always a pleasure. Thanks very much.